But no, the priest immediately interrupted. That won't be necessary. Earlier, when you were still asleep like a log, the station warden was here. He said a strong plow locomotive had already set off from Richmond to clear the tracks of snow. At the same time, a snow-clearing brigade has been working at Teddington Station since the early hours of the morning. By midday at the latest, it will be possible to travel by train to Twickenham again. This is safer, more convenient, and faster. I wanted to agree when my animal companion came to mind. But what about Harry? I asked. The Reverend frowned and said, Harry? Who is that? My mule, I explained. I can't leave him here. The Reverend laughed. Ha, no problem, he replied. You said that only you had to go back to the Abbey as soon as possible. Harry can stay with me for the time being. If the weather situation stabilizes, I will bring him back to the monastery in person in the next few days. On this occasion, I can also visit Brother Francis. We haven't spoken in a while. I gladly accepted the friendly offer because, in fact, time was running out. The onset of thaw not only facilitated my path to the Redeemer's Abbey, but also the announced papal delegate would now move faster and soon appear in the monastery. Holmes was certainly waiting impatiently for my return. I strengthened myself extensively at the breakfast table because I had not yet completed.